So I'd like to start with three numbers. 26.9 million, as reported by Wikipedia, is the number of software engineers there were in the world in 2022. 10,174 is the number of commits to the GCC code base between GCC 13.1 and GCC 14.1. And 49 is the number of contributors to that work who contributed more than once a month, once a week on average. So each of them is responsible for about 500,000 software engineers. The purpose, I'm Jeremy Bennett, I run Embercosm. In this talk, I'm going to show you about one aspect of GCC development in the hope that in time you'll be able to add to that number and the load on those 49 can be shared a bit wider. I hope when you get to the end of this talk, you'll have an idea about built-in functions and how you could add them to GCC to improve GCC's performance. So just to put the context, here's all the bits that make up a GNU toolchain, but we're only going to worry about the compiler today. And we're going to use as reference support for a derivative of RISC-V, the Core 5, which comes from the Open Hardware Foundation, and that adds 8 custom instruction extensions, adding a few hundred instructions to the architecture. And we're going to look at how we initially support some of those using built-in functions. So first of all, what's a built-in function? And the answer is it looks like a regular C function, but it's important to understand it isn't an actual function. It's actually built into the compiler. The compiler understands it. And it's represented not by writing it in C code, but as patterns within the pattern matcher of GCC. And they're used for a number of reasons to access unique functionality, which doesn't map to a programming language. And we'll look at initially at an example like that. But in the short term, when particularly with RISC-V, you add something to the hardware, it's a quick way of exposing that functionality before you get to the full-blown generating the code automatically from the C programming language. And as I say, they're called built-in functions. They are not functions. You can't take their address or pass them around as pointers and so forth. Here's an example, the built-in square root function. Okay, that's a standard policy, every architecture provide it, and it's designed to do square root not using the standard library way of doing it, which is well established, works on a broad range of architectures, but it says please do square root as efficiently as you can on my architecture. And if your architecture is something like an old VAX that has a square root instruction, then you can do it in a single instruction. Okay, there's an example of a built-in function, and it's built-in so you don't need a header. The standard built-ins you can find inside the GCC source in the built-ins.def function, and here we are, there's the spec of built-in square root function. It's got a bit saying what the arguments are and what its return is. It's a built-in function. Float float means it takes a float argument, it returns a float, and it's got some attributes, something to do with math rounding there. Custom built-ins go in your architecture specific configuration. So that will be in config slash RISC-V for RISC-V. So we've got config RISC-V, RISC-V hyphen built-ins, actually dot CC. So that's the C code, but there's defs as well. Okay.